Welcome! Today we're heading to Korčula, Croatia, an island where medieval stone lanes meet vineyards, quiet villages, and remarkably clear water. This is not a race through every beach or landmark. Think of it as a calm, practical way to spend a few days on an island that becomes more rewarding when you leave room to wander. Arrival sets the tone. Korčula often appears first as a low, stony shoreline rising from the Adriatic, with pine, pale rock, and clusters of red-tiled roofs. Approaching by boat can make the island feel wonderfully self-contained. The mainland is still part of the horizon, yet the pace changes almost immediately. Luggage rolls more slowly, conversations soften, and the sea is suddenly part of every decision. The practical point is simple. Island travel is connection-dependent. Plan ferry, catamaran, or rowed and boat links ahead, especially if you are arriving late or leaving on a tight schedule. And leave a little flexibility. Weather, seasonal services, and the exact place you stay can shape the easiest route. A relaxed transfer plan is worth far more than trying to squeeze the island into an over-engineered timetable. Korčula town is the natural first stop, and it is best encountered on foot. Its compact old town sits beside the water, enclosed by a defensive-looking arrangement of stone walls, towers, and narrow streets. You do not need a checklist here. Begin near the waterfront, look up at the stacked stone facades, then let yourself take the smaller lanes without worrying whether each turn is the most famous one. What makes the place memorable is its texture. Worn steps, shuttered windows, laundry tucked above a passageway, and flashes of blue sea at the end of an alley. There's a real sense of enclosure. On a hot day, the lanes offer shade. Around a corner, the waterfront opens wide again. That contrast between closed stone and open water gives the town much of its character. Pause often, sit with a coffee near the harbor, notice boats arriving and departing, and watch how residents use the same lanes that visitors photograph. It is a lived-in town, not an outdoor museum. A small note of restraint helps. Residential lanes carry sound, particularly in the evening. Keep voices low, avoid blocking doorways, and remember that the most atmospheric streets are also somebody's route home. If you only have an afternoon, give the old town most of it. A hurried loop can show you the architecture, but an unhurried walk lets the island's rhythm begin to settle in. Beyond Korčula town, the island broadens into a gentler landscape of villages, vineyards, olive groves, and wooded slopes. This is where a short stay starts to feel less like a city break beside the sea. Korčula is known for its wine-growing traditions, and the vineyard scenery is part of the experience even if you do not organize a formal tasting. Rows of vines make a beautiful counterpoint to the rocky coast. Choose a smaller settlement or inland stretch for part of a day. Roads and local transport options vary, so the best choice depends on whether you have a car, bicycle, taxi arrangement, or are staying close to a village. Then make room for a cove. The island has clear water swimming spots, but the right one is not always the one you can reach fastest. Sometimes a modest walk and a quieter shoreline are the better trade. Bring water, sun protection, and something to take your rubbish away in. Follow local access signs, respect private land, and do not assume every tempting shoreline has convenient facilities or safe entry points. The pleasure is the contrast. Cultivated hillsides in the morning, a village lunch, then a swim where the water is so clear that the stones beneath you seem closer than they are. For a short visit, I would keep the first day deliberately light. Arrive, settle in, walk Korčula town, and save the late afternoon for the waterfront rather than immediately chasing a distant beach. On the second day, move beyond town. Combine one village or vineyard area with a cove, allowing enough time for lunch, a slow drive or ride, and an unplanned stop when the view asks for one. If you have a third day, resist the urge to turn it into a marathon. Return to a favorite lane, take an early swim, browse quietly, or have one more island meal before your onward connection. The order is adaptable. Where you stay, the weather, and your transport matter more than following a perfect map. A cove may suit a calm morning. A vineyard visit may make more sense when the midday sun is strongest. Traveling without a car? Keep your radius tighter and select one or two priorities. Traveling with one? Do not mistake mobility for an obligation to cover every corner. Korčula rewards selectiveness. Food on Korčula follows the Adriatic pantry. Seafood, olive oil, seasonal vegetables, bread, and island wine. Look for simple preparations that let fresh ingredients do the work rather than expecting elaborate spectacle. A leisurely meal is also a useful way to slow the day. Ask what is seasonal, enjoy local wine thoughtfully, and choose small local places with patience when service follows an island pace. For many independent travelers, late spring and early autumn offer an appealing balance. Generally comfortable conditions, swimming possibilities, and fewer peak season crowds than the height of summer. That is a tendency, not a guarantee. Weather changes, sea conditions vary, and quieter months can bring fewer transport choices. Check the details for your own dates, then pack with a little flexibility. Most of all, travel gently. Keep noise down in old residential lanes. Leave coves cleaner than you found them. Respect access guidance. And spend thoughtfully with businesses that make island life possible year-round. The useful takeaway is this. Give Korchula fewer plans and more time. Pair the old town's stone lanes with one vineyard landscape and one clear water cove, and the island begins to feel whole. Thank you for listening. I hope your Korchula visit is calm, curious, and kind to the place you have come to enjoy. Safe travels and goodbye.